Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so we are here. It's a lot going on. Good morning. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Can you guys hear me okay? Can you guys hear me? Listen, good morning, good afternoon, not good evening yet. So it's either good morning or good afternoon wherever you are. And you know, maybe it's good evening when you're getting this. So good evening to you too. Listen, I had to rush over here and get into some things with you all. So listen. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. Some shit might shut down. Some shit might stop working. But eventually, we will get through the show. If you are new, welcome and hello. All right, y'all. So this is going to be a short live. But I know some of you guys will probably want to give your opinion. There's a lot of different things been coming out about Wendy Williams and her husband and her family. And so this just in via TMZ. Kevin the Hunter Sr. and little Kevin got into a brawl, okay? So I'm going to read to you the article, and then we are going to talk. So let me get that pulled up. Hold on. All right, so let's get into it. Okay, so this is being reported by TMZ. Okay, it says, Wendy Williams' estranged husband, Kevin Hunter, and their son, Kevin Jr., got in a fight early Wednesday morning, and police were called. So that sounds like maybe today. We're told the incident went down at a store parking lot near the family home in New Jersey. Sources connected to the family tell TMZ, Wendy took 18-year-old Kevin Jr. to the home. He was there to pick up something. Wendy left and was coming back a short time later to pick him up. We're told Kevin Jr. did not know his dad was in the house, but we're told everything was cool between them and they ended up going to a store together just after midnight. We're told in the store parking lot, they got into an argument over Kevin's demand for spousal support. So I don't know if they were just kind of talking about the whole situation and Kevin mentioned that he was wanting spousal support. But so then Kevin Sr. then launched and claimed Wendy was brainwashing their son against him. Sources say it got physical when Kevin Sr. allegedly put his son in a headlock. And we're told that Kevin Jr. punched the shit out of him. Well, I added the shit. Punched the shit out of him in the nose to break the hold. Cops have confirmed to TMZ that they are investigating an incident between Kevin and Kevin Jr. Okay, now, Kevin then has since spoke to TMZ, the husband, and he says, I love my son very much. And I will not be pursuing this matter legally. Things are not always as they appear. Baby, what do you guys think about that? You know, here's the thing. Although Wendy seems and appears to be doing well, I think there is still a lot of damage being done. I think that Kevin Jr. is going through a lot, and I think that he's frustrated with his dad. Listen, I don't think Wendy is brainwashing the son. The son understands. Listen, there's no brainwashing here. You had a whole baby with a bitch that's 20 years younger than my mom. You've been dating her for 10 years. You know what I mean? There's footage of her driving your cars. You're living with her. That's not brainwashing. You're really making a mockery of this man's mom in front of the world. You know, men are really sensitive about their mom, especially when, you know, I could see that Wendy and her son are really building and working on their relationship. So it's very clear he doesn't want anything to happen to his mom. And he probably understands, listen, his mom has been through so much. And he also understands that a lot of what she's went through is probably due to his father. And the fact that the father is bringing up spousal support and all these different things, me as an 18-year-old, I probably would have checked his ass too. Listen, you're talking about spousal support and things like that when you're paying for another hole? Like, you know what I mean? We don't even know what kind of relationship Kevin and little Kevin have. Now, it's been told, you know, here on the show, we've had callers call in and they've said, you know, that the two Kevins don't get along. Little Kevin despises Big Kevin. I feel like that could be true. And I feel like at the same time, you know, little Kevin also had an issue with Wendy, but Wendy feels bad about the things that she's done in her life. And she's tried everything she could to try to fix her relationship between her and her son. And rightfully so. Now, families get into fights, things happen. So I think that it's great that Big Kevin is not pursuing a lawsuit. But listen, tensions are high. People are fed the fuck up. It's a lot of emotions. Like, they have this big-ass house in New Jersey that nobody lives in. Now, I do think that it was weird that he didn't know that his dad was in the house. Did you not see the car? I don't know how they do it, but that's a little awkward that no one is communicating. But I guess that dispels the rumors of them living together, because if that was the case, from the energy that I got, they would be fighting all the time if they were all living in the same house, because we do know that little Kevin is still in New York right now until he goes back to school. So I'm not really sure about that. A lot of people were asking me, are they still together? I don't really believe that bullshit. It just sounds like a little bit, it sounds like shock jock news. But hey, you never know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But what I do believe is that they got into this altercation. And I think that tensions are still very high. That's why altercations are happening, because essentially the family is being broken apart. Wendy is having to, you know, live on her own. And as a young boy, watching your mom probably go and hide and cry every night, that probably doesn't make him feel good. You know, Wendy puts on this good face in front of us on the show, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, her son knows her. So, you know, she probably breaks down in times and tries to hide it, and that probably hurts her son. And then the dad, everything was cool, but then the dad wants to start bringing up the issue and, you know, talking about spousal support and, you know, it just probably got really, really nasty. I really hope that this family can pull it together, figure it out, because I know what this is like. I know what this is like. I know what this is like. This is not a good place to be in for anybody, not for Kevin Jr., Kevin Sr., not even for Wendy, because it's like we have to put on this front all day. And then when we go into our personal lives and our private lives, it's just a wreck, especially since that little Kevin is going back to school and, you know, doing his soccer thing. He needs a clear conscience if he's really going to focus. So hopefully they can get this all together. And we also don't want him to be dibbling and dabbling into controlled substances. I'm going to open up the call-in number. We're going to take a few calls, and then we're going to wrap it up because we have a full lineup of shows for you today, okay? So the call-in number is 563-999-3658. All right, let's see. Yes, child, they had got into it. I'm like, y'all got into it. And you know that it was something serious because they fought at the store. So to me, it seems like, to me, that makes me feel like they may have not even seen each other in a while. If you really want to get into it, like, think about it. Y'all went to the store and then sparked up a conversation and the tension, it got that heated that y'all fought at the store. You guys are not around each other. You guys are definitely not living together. Because why would you need to fight at the store? I don't know. This is getting more bizarre and bizarre. Let's take the caller. 435-8760. You're live on the air.
Hi, I'm on. This
yes,
is Bella
hi.
From PA. I'm calling in quick to say that listening to the TMZ report, if little Kev didn't know that Kelvin was in the property, how did he get in without someone letting him in?
I'm assuming Wendy gave him the key, or he may have had a key because she dropped him off. I mean, it's still their house. He probably had a key.
That's not their house. I thought Wendy was getting a divorce. I'm not talking
yeah, but
about
they probably...
the son.
Oh, you're talking about Big Kevin. Well,
Big Kev was allegedly in the condo already when little Kev came home. So to
well, I
me,
think that's still
so
his house, though. I don't think the house is sold, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was at the condo.
No, it was at their house, the house in New Jersey. Like, the house is still there.
I just hope the rumors aren't true where the
girl,
rumor
you over
that...
here confusing me. I'm like, shit, did I... Condo,
yeah,
huh?
See, this is how rumors get started, okay? So
I'm like, oh, shit, what happened?
Then. No, but I hope Wendy... If she decides to go back with her husband, that's her business. The only problem I have with that is don't lie if it's true to your audience because you're an adult. If you feel that you want to stay with him, that's on you. But it makes mm-hmm. it worse if she's with him and trying to fool her audience that they're getting a divorce. And the only thing, and I know you and Tasha have your whatever you have.
What has no, this has nothing to do with her. This has nothing to do with her. So go ahead.
No, no, I'm talking about her report. Her report that separated. No, I don't. Yeah, not that. The report that they're not separated. I'm praying as a woman whose husband had a baby outside the marriage and I got divorced. You don't get past that. You get past it, and it doesn't always hurt, but it's a bitter pill to swallow. And as a woman, Wendy deserves better.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
So
now, regarding that situation, I hadn't really looked into it too deep. Now, they did say that there was a Hollywood Life, I guess. I hadn't even looked into it. But Hollywood Life, I guess, proved that they were getting divorced. Now, as far as what Tasha reported, I'm not sure. I don't think that she would just come out of that out of thin air. So I do believe she has something. She may know something. But then again, at the same time, I do believe that Wendy Williams is a trending topic. She is a creator. And I do believe that she is an individual that, you know, her content now is just strictly exclusives. So with that, you have to build stories. And I think maybe she could have creatively noticed that there wasn't any divorce paper. So she could have, you know, creatively put together a story that may or may not be true.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying. But I only brought that up to bring up the point of Wendy. I'm hoping that she's not with him because she looks so happy, regardless of whether she is or isn't. I want her to find a peace of mind. There is nothing better than a peace of mind.
Yes. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. I enjoy your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. 832-4217, you're live on the air.
Hey, you're mine.
Hey, what's going
on? Okay, I'm calling because, you know, in the comment section, everybody keeps saying, why was he in the house? Why was he in the house? Of course, we don't know. But if I was going through a situation like that, Wendy don't want to be around him. When Kevin got there, of course, he took Kevin with him. So he probably came to the house while Wendy was there. To get little Kevin, she didn't want to be around him, so she left and ran errands, you know, while he waits on little Kevin. Little Kevin came, you know, shocked that he's there, pissed off or whatever. They in the car together. They talked about the situation. Little Kevin, you know, said, hey, probably some disrespectful stuff, but shoot, he been disrespecting Wendy the whole time. So, you know, of course a fight will break out. So I believe that's the reason why he was there. He was there to spend time with his son. Wendy left to take care of business because she didn't want to be around him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how that happened. But far as, you know, the other blogger saying, you know, the whole they still married, I don't think, I mean, of course they still married. That they still together, I don't think they still together. You know, Wendy out here enjoying herself, and she know if, you know, people find out that she actually still with this man, that would destroy
everything.
And she not about to sit back and, you know what I'm saying, allow him, after embarrassing her, after she told him the one thing you cannot do is have a baby and he did that. Nah, she's not going to allow him to destroy everything that she built. And then
why would you go and get a whole new apartment? Like, why would you spend all this extra money? Why would you do all this stuff publicly to still be with the man? Like, you're going to look way dumber in the end. Like, and if you don't think that people are going to be, like, people are digging into every little thing that Wendy Williams does. So if this is true, she won't be able to hide this for very long. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And then another thing is people like, first off, she already took his name off all the houses.
Mm-hmm.
So how are they still staying together? She done already took his name off. She done took his name off, you know, the show and everything. So, I mean, that's all I wanted to say, because I was looking at the comments and it was like frustrating me, because I'm like, oh, come on now, y'all have to realize if she's not in the house and he's there, evidently she left because she didn't want to be around him.
She didn't want to be around him. Right. But the thing is, you know, the other blogger has built some credibility for exposing that the story as far, you know, with the baby. So I think that people are kind of like, is this true? But I don't really believe that that is true. I think that kind of was probably like a made up creatively put together story, because they found a way to build a story off of that. But who knows? I'm here to find out. It just doesn't make any sense that she would still be with him, because that would diminish everything that she's doing right now. Like, that would just be
right,
so
right, and then
tough.
She out partying. Do you really think that controlling men is going to allow her to go out and party? Come on now. That right there, if she couldn't
And then, you got the son and the dad fighting at the store, which means they haven't really seen each other, and there's a lot of tension. So my thing is that they were trying to be cordial around each other, which tells me, because I've done this before, my stepdad, and, you know, been around and gotten into an altercation. So I know what that energy's like. You try to be cordial with a motherfucker, you're really not really feeling them, you really don't want to be around them, but you have to, but they say the wrong thing, and you're liable to go off.
Right.
But I feel like if they was just all living together, they wouldn't have... fight definitely wouldn't have been sued at the store. I mean, they could fight anywhere. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. But, you know, I'm going to continue to finish listening to the show, but I just had to call in to say that, you know, after watching the comments and everything. But, all right, have a good day.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right.
Okay, let's take another call. 732-2895, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I love your show. Okay, so this is my take on it. I love Whitney. I love Wendy. Wendy, she's going to show us what she wants us to see, but behind closed doors, she probably going through it. I mean, who's to say Kelvin, what insurmountable damage he has done to her behind the scenes, and her son has seen all that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, listen, Dad, look, I respect you, but you won't stop messing with my mother. That's just how
I remember,
I see it.
And let's be real, and remember, you know, allegedly – and I have to say, allegedly, there was an ass-whooping room where he would take Wendy and whoop her ass, you know. And I do feel as though that Kevin Hunter was violent with her. And, you know, the little Kevin has seen a lot of this stuff growing up. And, you know, like you said, he respects him. But, you know, the buck has to stop somewhere. So little Kevin has probably seen his mom, you know, there's the allegations that the dad was trying to drug her for money, you know.
Right.
He's beating her. There's all kind of stuff. So this, and mind you, little Kevin was having issues with drugs and substance abuse, and, you know, he's the only child. So that boy probably have seen a lot, went through a lot emotionally, all messed up in the head. And then the dad wants to come and say that Wendy is your mom is just brainwashing you. Why is she brainwashing me? Because I don't agree with your side. How is Wendy brainwashing her son? When you put all of this out on public display, you got this woman driving Ferraris and $5,000 Chanel bags. That's not brainwashed. This bitch has a baby. I could see it. Like, you get what I mean? So I feel like in my mind, little Kevin is kind of like, no, I'm not little Kevin anymore, nigga. Like, I see what you're doing to my mom. And he's had it.
Right. Yeah, he's had it. He's done with this.
Yeah.
Enough of the respect. Okay, my father, I understand that, but you're not going to be just coming out here just, you know what I mean, doing this to my mother. Like, I'm a whole man now. I'm grown. Like, he's coming like, okay, now I'm not little Kevin no more, so we're going to see. We can do this. I mean, that's just how
boys
are.
And you got to think about this particular boy. This is a particular boy where he's probably socially awkward as a motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? He probably can't really have any friends. We don't even know if he can't have an Instagram. And if he does, he doesn't have it under his regular name. He can't have a Twitter or a Facebook. He can't come speak out, give his side. You don't see him. You know what I mean? He lives like this very secluded private life because of who his mom is and now who his dad is. So he can't even be a regular teenager now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
He's probably got so much shit bottled up. I'm sure that kid goes to counseling at least once a week. Because, you know, he can't release. So then you have
yeah.
to, all he knows is his mom and his dad and the people behind the scenes that are really, really close. But he can't go vent. He can't make a post about it. This boy has seen so much. And so
mm-hmm.
I think he just blew up and he was fed the fuck up and he had it. And he socked his dad in the nose.
I'm with you. I'm with you on
all
that.
All right.
Thank you, baby. I
Thank
love
you.
You.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye. All right, 205-9000. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm all right.
Hey, what's going on?
I've been trying to look on one of your silent watches. I see you watching. You must have seen me for the last 3 months. My sons are here from college, so they're going to kill me. I can't talk loud.
Okay,
but
okay,
listen.
Okay. We love that.
I'm Wendy's age, and I'm going to say this. I've been through that. My boys are 19. They're twin boys. They're at WashU. I just say that much. And in a minute, she is going to sell that house. People have to give her time. She's going to sell the house. She's going to do what she has to do because little Kevin does have to get through college. He does have to focus. We do as 54-year-olds try to teach our children to be respectful, even though this is your father, because we were brought up in these times. I don't know how old you are and these other little people that come over here. That's why I'm just a silent watcher. I just be, you know. But back in our days, we would talk so much respect. So we still teach our children to give respect to whomever anyone is. But
mm-hmm.
he is fed up. And after a while, Wendy is, she is gone. She's left Kevin. I can assure you that. I've been there. She's going to sell that house now that this has happened. Because little Kevin, he's at the point. He's going to just start saying and doing everything just like my boys. They didn't get on Instagram and everything until they got into college. And now they're floating all over. So kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, they grow up, and you can't
yes.
stop them anymore.
You can't stop them,
so
and he's going to
make a move. He's
yes.
going to do it, and that other call, I'm just going to say that I've watched a few of Tasha K, but I don't really get down with her. Like I said, I'm Wendy's age, and I don't
mm-hmm.
really get off into a lot of that loud, you know, disrespect and that story making and all of this. And Tasha K talks on the level of her life and maybe what she would do for her husband, but I will tell you this. She better watch herself because the wind and the open them are never going to look at her. But for once, she's too loud. She's disrespectful. And keep in mind, when I'm telling you about our age and our era, we don't like all of that. I'm only talking to you because you're respectable. And you say things in the right way. You know what I mean? You don't go
mm-hmm.
too far. Like you said, I'm not digging and I'm not going there. You know to stop. So you must have some parents probably our age. So nobody
mm-hmm.
is digging out there on Tasha K. She's going to be a story theory. So for that other call, y'all go on with that. But Wendy's going to do what she has to do now because she solely got to think of McKelvin because I had to do the same thing with my twin dad. And it takes us a minute in court to settle this stuff with mediators and homes and all of that. And I don't know how much other people do and what they have, but you do. This stuff has to go through the court, Omar, and it takes time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, caller. And enjoy your sons.
And no, and I'm going to make them show me how to just get into yours, but yours are the only one they're going to let me into because they told me, Mama, you're too old.
No, you can call. Listen, we have women of all ages. Listen, you're never too old to call this show. What are you talking about? My mom and dad watch the show and they're older than you.
I know. But they're 19. You got. I just told you, they era think my era is old.
Listen, you not old until you done. And even when you done, you still not old, okay? All right, see ya. Bye. All right, let's take another caller. We're not going to be on here all day because we do have a lot of shows lined up. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon, this is me, your wife.
Okay, now don't you jump out of the window with no redo craziness today, okay? It's too early.
Well, you know what? You know what I do. You know, I am the road queen. I am the crack lady. But I got to say it like this. One thing we cannot do is talk about a married couple. One thing that we have gone too far with this lady relationship is being advice. You can't be an advice to a married couple because the Lord say no matter what people say, you're supposed to stay with your husband. So if this lady decides to stay with her husband or get back with her husband, that is her decision as a grown woman to do. It's not mine. It's not yours. If she closes her eyes today or tomorrow, you ain't got to die with Wendy Williams. And if you close your eyes, she ain't got to die with you. I feel like this. Leave married people alone. That little boy did wrong. You're not supposed to put your hands on your father, period. He birthed
you into
this world.
Well, hold on. The dad had him in a headlock and was choking him. So he got punched, and so he punched his dad to get out of the headlock. They were having a quarrel. It got emotional. It got heated, and the dad grabbed his son by the neck and had him in a headlock when it was strong arming him. And little Kevin is not a kid anymore. He punched his dad. Listen, that was a lot of frustration. They probably were crying and fuck yous and all kind of stuff was happening. You know what I mean? Like, it was a very emotional situation. It was a very heartbreaking situation. Listen, Wendy is in the middle of that. The family is going to be broken up. You get what I'm saying? It was just the three of them for so long. So emotions were high. I'm sure it was a lot of pain, anger, and love there all at the same time. I know what that feels like. I've been there before.
I can hear the passion in your voice, and that is why you will always be my gay husband. I love you for that. And in all reality, I understand where you can get angry, and you've been told something all your life. This is all you know, your mother and your father and you. And you think that y'all are a strong trio when you find out that your father has been not only unfaithful to your mom, because a lot of the time it's not only the mother that goes through it, it's not only the parents, but it's also the children that go through it, like you were saying. It's also the children that have a hard time dealing with the divorce. But once again, I believe we need to give this lady her privacy. I believe she's done a lot of things as far as putting out there for people. When you're in the public eye, there's some things that you will have to do for the people, period. It's some things that you have to do that's going to have to be politically correct. But all due respect for everybody, you don't know what is going on with this lady. You don't know her true life. You don't know what happens with married people. That's why a marriage is between the two people and the Lord. We all beg Whitney Houston to leave her husband. Leave Bobby. Get rid of him. Don't mess with Bobby Brown. He bringing you down. And a couple of months later, she was ended up in that daggone bathtub dead. If she would have stayed with Bobby Brown, she might would have made it. So one thing I would never do is tell a married woman what to do. If you want your husband, Wendy Williams, if you forgive him, who am I to tell you you can't forgive him? Go with your husband, love your husband, and you pray to God and you ask the Lord to mend your marriage and make it the marriage that you and the Lord and your husband have come together to be. Don't accept anything. If you accept anything, you'll fall for everything, Wendy. Your life is on the line, girl, and trust me. The Roach Queen is not going to close her eyes with you. Nobody's going to close their eyes with you, girl. Play this game smart, Wendy, if you're listening. And to little Kevin, you fine as ever. I am an older lady, but if you want to come, get into
No, you cannot. Diamond Dick 89. Is that what you call your screen? Is that your screen name? Girl, you got to stop that. You got to go. Okay, thank you. You get off.
Thank you.
Have you stopped doing the crack? Are you still doing the crack?
You know, I stay on that crack. Put the crack pipes in the air, kingdom.
No, you got to do better. You sound educated. You don't want to die. You don't want to end up dead in no bathtub because you high on dope every day. So you got to pull that together, okay?
They say crack is whack, but the crack on is so good. Have a blessed day, guys. Follow me if y'all want to. Thank you, babe.
Okay. Thank you. Yes. Get up off to dope. All right, we're going to do one last caller, then we're going to wrap this show. Area code 323-5411. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you
hear
me?
What's going on? Yes.
Okay. I'm Camille, and I'm calling from L.A. Hey, I feel like we need to pray for Wendy.
Okay.
You know, I feel like this whole altercation between the son and the husband is just validation of the alleged womanization that he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, it's like the other callers say, that boy, he tired. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that, yeah, he can't do what other children do. And for the most part, I'm just like, pray for her. I really feel like he a womanizer. I'm looking at the whole thing. And as far as privacy, I mean, damn, I don't want y'all to take this wrong, but like, we'll go around, come around. And when I say that, it's like Wendy's in the profession of putting out all of this other people's personal information. And we learn from now we in like personal business, and we learning from that. And it's a lot of people who talk a big game, but it's hard when you really in that position of, you know, life and
mm-hmm.
with a womanizer face to face. You know, this man is confident. He didn't pull Wendy Williams. He didn't publicly got this girl pregnant. I ain't trying to get sued. Trying to keep the party going. So got this other woman pregnant. I mean, how confident is this man? You know what I'm saying? I just feel like he's a womanizer. And I just hope we all pray for her. And I don't want to take up too much time. And thanks for letting me get in the live, boo.
Yes, thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye.
All right.